Good morning. You're listening to Israel 18 News. Here's what's happening in the Middle East right now. The weather across Israel is warm today. Jerusalem and Tel Aviv enjoy clear skies, perfect for outdoor activities. In Haifa, expect a gentle breeze with sunshine throughout the day. In Eilut, it's a bit warmer, with temperatures rising in the afternoon. Here are today's headlines. First, in Lebanon, they are monitoring the secret battle of the IDF. Reports indicate that Israel is determined to conquer Hezbollah's stronghold at any cost, according to Walla from 4 hours ago. Also, Iran digs in on demands over Hormuz, as mediators assert progress toward a deal. An Iranian official says the strait won't reopen unless the U.S. ends the Gaza and Lebanon wars and releases frozen Iranian assets. That's from the Times of Israel 5 hours ago. Also this hour, IDF troops fired on a Hamas sniper near the Gaza ceasefire line under new rules. The military says the sniper posed an immediate threat in northern Gaza. This marks the first announced strike under new rules, as reported by Ynet 9 hours ago. Separately, there are claims that settlers are besieging a Palestinian family. According to Palestinians and Israeli civil rights activists, two families in the village of Kusra have been without water and electricity for 3 days. This comes from Mariv 5 hours ago. And finally, Netanyahu welcomes Colombia's recognition of Israeli sovereignty over the Golan Heights. This is according to I-24 News 6 hours ago. Reaction has been swift on social media. Eyal Yacobi, a commentator, posted just minutes ago asking if this is what people voted for. Hillel Neuer, head of a human rights organization, wrote earlier that the real problem in the Middle East is Israel having too much land, using a comparison of Jewish and Muslim countries. Ihab Hassan, a Middle Eastern analyst, noted 30 minutes ago that Abdul El-Sayed faced criticism from some pro-Palestine voices in the West for condemning Hamas, stating that supporting Palestinians should not require excusing Hamas. Now for more on those stories. Starting with Lebanon, Walla reports that Israeli forces are focused on dismantling Revolutionary Guards tunnels. This effort is part of a larger strategy to destabilize Hezbollah's operations. The implications could lead to heightened tensions in the region, affecting both military and civilian landscapes. Turning to Iran, the Times of Israel highlights that Iranian demands over the Strait of Hormuz are linked to broader geopolitical issues. Mediators claim progress, but Iran insists on the cessation of U.S. involvement in regional conflicts and the release of frozen assets. The outcome of these talks could significantly impact international trade routes and regional stability. Meanwhile, the IDF's engagement with a Hamas sniper comes under new military guidelines. Ynet explains that this is the first action under recently revised rules that limit offensive actions. This strike underscores the continuing volatility at the Gaza border, influencing both military strategy and civilian safety. In a related development, claims of a blockade in the village of Kusra are causing alarm. According to Mariv, settlers allegedly cut off water and electricity, leading to a humanitarian issue. Tensions between settlers and Palestinians remain a flashpoint, with potential for escalation if the situation persists. Finally, on the diplomatic front, Colombia's recognition of Israeli sovereignty over the Golan Heights is a significant diplomatic win for Israel. I-24 News reports that this recognition could influence other nations' stances and alter diplomatic relations in the region. On the economic front, first, Intel has turned its stock surge into a $20 billion war chest for its chip foundry. KeyTech reports that this capital raise supports Intel's ambition to become a major alternative to TSMC, enhancing competition in the semiconductor industry. Separately, Bank Hapoalim announced a NIS $2.5 billion profit for the second quarter. According to Globes, the bank's annualized return on equity was 15%. This could have been higher if not for the special tax on bank profits. And finally, Israelis are investing in hospitality in Athens. Israel Hayom Business reveals that the Volar Wolf Group is launching a new hotel featuring a historic structure, restaurant, and rooftop. This move highlights the growing trend of Israeli ventures abroad, particularly in Greece. You've been listening to Israel 18 News on Wednesday. Our next update is at 4 a.m. Stay safe. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.